A Russian plane carrying one of the country's top ice hockey teams has crashed on takeoff, killing 43 people. The plane was leaving the city of Yaroslavl in western Russia when it clipped a radio mast. The team included several foreign players and a Canadian coach. Only two people on board survived, and they sustained critical injuries. India's capital, New Delhi, is on high alert after a deadly terrorist bomb attack. At least 11 people died in the blast outside the High Court, and more than 60 have been injured. Police say the bomb was hidden in a case. A militant group affiliated to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the attack. Qantas boss Alan Joyce has had his salary package increased to just over $5 million, and the pilots' union is outraged. Mr. Joyce has been given just over $2 million worth of shares on top of his $3 million salary. The union says that's hypocritical when the airline is planning to shed 1,000 jobs. British police have made another arrest as part of their investigation into the phone hacking scandal. Sports journalist Raoul Simons is suspected of conspiring to intercept voice messages. Simons is a former deputy football editor at the Times newspaper. He's the 16th person to be arrested in connection with the scandal. And NATO has suspended the transfer of prisoners to Afghan-run jails because of allegations of torture. A yet-to-be-published report by the United Nations has accused Afghan authorities of systematically torturing prisoners, including beatings, electric shocks, and sexual assault.